We are learning Maseches Ksubis, Daf Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph. We are beginning three lines on the bottom, Daf Nun Beis Ma Beis. Rav Papa Isik Le Lebrei Bei Abba Surya. Rav Papa married off his son to the daughter of Abba Surya. Now Abba Surya, Rashi tells us, was Rav Papa's Shver. So it means he was marrying off his son to his wife's sister. The Rishash asked that the halacha is Achos Ima is Aser. The son cannot marry his wife's sister. So the Rishash says there was a different mother. They're from a different mother, but the same father. And so Rav Papa basically is marrying with his son to his shver, his shver's daughter. So now his shver. It's Abba Surya is Rav Papa's shver.
Right.
Now, Rav Papa's son cannot marry his mother's sister. And here it's his mother's sister. So right. The Rishash says, which is his mother's half-sister. The mother's sister through the father, not through the mother. And Achayis Ima is only Osir Mina'av, and not only Mina'im, not Mina'av. It's only Mina'av, and it's Mutah. Achayis Ima. Achayis Ima. There's anything Rishash. The Rishash says this Teretz, that's the answer to this question. That's what Rishash over here speaks this out. He says it has to be, it's a different mother. There's anything Rishash. He says, Akakwa Yabem Isha Acheres, and Lakin Av is Achayis Ima, is whoever the Raisa. There's anything in the Rishash.
Right,
I upon him. Also, the Michtavlei.
Usually,
Ezra's
are based on the
Ksuba. So, they went to collect the dowry, the Ksuba, the Nadunya. So, our Papa wanted to do the negotiations with his Shver for the son. So, Shami Yehuda Mar Bar Reimar, he heard that our Papa was going on a trip to visit his Shver. He went along. He went along with our Papa. Nafak also is Chazilei. So Yehuda Mar Bamarema came out and was on Chazil to Rav Papa and went with him. Kimot Lepischa, when they reached the house of Abba Surya, how come if the he said, oh, am I going in? On Malay, so Rav Papa told Yehuda Mar, come in with me. Nal Mar Badoya, come in with me. Chazil Lavanichla, he didn't want to come in. On Malay, so Rav Papa says to him, why didn't you want to come with me? My Daitech, Mishun Da Malay, Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Is it because Rav Yehuda, is it because Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinna Sharpo, Loitava Ba'avuri Achsanta? Never be in front of a case where someone is being Mavad the Yerusha, is moving the Yerusha in the wrong place. I feel him with Brav Bishal, Brav Tava. Even if what they're doing is they're taking away the Yerusha from the son who is no good to the son that's good. You never know which child will be coming out of this, or how good the child will be. But Kolshagain, Rebrala Barthi, definitely should not be in a case, he shouldn't be there, when someone's taking away Yerusha from a son to a daughter. So, that your problem? Because you don't want to be by negotiations where they're giving a daughter in a dunya, which technically is taking away the Yerusha from the other children. We had this Svara on Daf Nun Beis Ma Beis. So maybe that's your problem? He says, no, Hanam Tikantar Abonni. This is Tikantar Abonni. Rav Yechanan, Shimon Shimon Yechai. They broke down from a pasuk, actually, that it's an Indian to give your child an Adunya, your daughter an Adunya, therefore people should marry her. So it has a Makar. If that's your problem, this is not called Mavi Yerusha. It's not called being Oika the Yerusha. It's not here, it's a mitzvah. What? Here also, this case, Baruch Hashem, Adunya, is the Tekanta Rabbanon. Even is it that Yitaina? Hainami, the other Rabbanon. So he says, no, I'll tell you why I'm not going in. Only Hanimili, Medaite, Lasuye, Nami. So he says, yeah, that's only if they wants to give it Medas. But to force someone to give it Adunya, that is not right. Omalit, so Prophet says, Otamika, Minaloch, the oil vasir, I say, come in and force? Oh, I have less house to come in. So come in with me. You know, help me out with negotiations. We're not forcing anyone. On Malay, Maloy Didi, Haino Asiya. If I come in already, that's pressure. And I feel I have to give more. I guess he was the Rebbe of Abba Surya. And they felt pressure. He's scared that Abba Surya would feel pressure. Achbe Lemaiser, our papa, convinced him. Va'oil, and he came in with him. Ishtik, he was quiet the whole time. Ishtik V'yosef. Shavahu, so Abba Surya thought, that because he offered a certain amount of money, and the whole time Yehuda Mar is quiet, so he thought Mirsach Rasach. He thought that Yehuda is angry at him, that he's not giving more. So Kasher L'chol Ma'ay Dehavale. He wrote everything he owns. L'soif Amalei Hash Namelam V'Shtoyim Mar. He says, oh, he's still not talking. Chai Demar. He says, I'm telling you, I promise you. L'shavik Midi L'nav Shoyi. I didn't leave anything myself. Amalei. So Yehuda said, Imi Noi Didi. If it would be up to me, I feel like I didn't have the cost. Even the first thing he gave, I wasn't happy with. If it's up to me, I wouldn't give that. So Amalei says, "Hashdami hadavei, so I should be chayzer for what I gave." Don't make yourself into someone who's chayzer. You're chayzer on your dibur. It's not a good thing. Don't back out of what you just did. Don't have charata. But I'm just telling you that it's not what I had in mind. Akaponim, so he's nicer. Papa brought him in to help him out with his negotiations. He got more money out of it. But you see what the hesitation was from Yehuda. Well, Akaponim, see from the sugya, this concept of nedunya. So the Gemara of Aita. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the idea of Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. Remember what Ksuvas Benin Dichrin is? It's a case where a person is married to two women and they both die before him. So then when he dies, they take off the Ksuba that belongs to the wives and give it to their Yershim, and then they split the rest between the boys. The boys don't split the Rusha of the Ksuba. The boys of that mother gets their mother's Ksuba. And the rest is split up. So our Gemara is going to have shilas of cases where maybe the Isha showed that she didn't really care for this Ksuba, and therefore she gave up her rights to hold on technically to that Ksuba to give to her children, like even Misasa. We'll see, there are certain cases where she mezalzel the Ksuba, and that's the shilas of the Gemara. Bayimene Rav Yemer, Sabim Rav Nachman. Machra Ksubasa Labaila. Let's say she tells her husband, you have a big ksuba. Your ksuba, if you divorce me or anything, you owe me big money. So I have make a deal with you. I'll give it to you, but you have to give me money now. I'll sell it to you. Sell you the ksuba. And then the whole ksuba is off. I'm Michael, the whole ksuba basically with the mechira. So first of all, before we even go vayta, the Ran handles the chayra. How can you do that? You're not allowed to live with your wife without a ksuba. You're not allowed to be without a ksuba. If she sells the whole ksuba, you don't have a ksuba, so then how are you allowed to stay married? As I frag the Ran. That's the Ran's kasha. And he brings down a Ramban here. He says, "V'shalu l'rif." They asked the Rif, "Heichi tochein shetimcho ksubas l'bayla v'yeshavas tachtav le'omru osla olam shishim ishtoi shachas le'ksuba." So here's the Mahalchim Lamaisa. The Ran says, "You're right. It's usur. We're not handling now if he's a big tzaddik or not." I'm saying, what happens if they sold it? What's the dinagav ksimus v'ndichrin? If it was a proper, no, they weren't allowed to stay married. But that's not what the shaila is. Yes, laksubas din dichrin, or ain't laksubas din dichrin. Which means, let's say she sells the ksuba to her husband, but lamaisa she died first. So it turned out we didn't need the sale. So now, when the husband dies eventually, do her kids get a ksuba? On one hand, you say, what do you mean, lamaisa? It never came to a chance where the sale was negeya because they died first. Or on the other hand, lamaisa, since she sold it, obviously she gave up her rights to it. That's the Gemara Shaila. Why do you have to say a case that's not common, that you don't sell something to your husband? It's a very not common case. It's more common that she'd be meichel to her husband. She likes her husband so much, she says, I'm meichel to you. So why don't we declare a shayla there? And that should be the shayla there. Omalei, hashda mecheres kum bayali. If I have a shayla by mecheres, that there's a tzad, she lost the b'nei dechem, the afik of the ikla meimer zuzi on tzua, then you can say maybe she wanted the cash, and that was forced her to do it. I mean, the command, to kamachul omei ukli b'okla, that there's ki'ilu. She was hit with this utensil called ochli, as like a piece of metal at the end, like it's like a string with a piece of metal at the end. It's like you hit him 100 times, hit her 100 times. This kids says she's a sickle on this madach over there of a tzad that she lost her rights to bin dichrin to give her boys the money. Mechelas a boy, of course I have a shalva mechelas. Here you have a tzad according to Rav Yemer saying here I had a tzad that it's not called. A zilzel or a mechila in the benin dechrim because there she needed money, that's why she sold it. But mechelas for sure is a zilzel, and for sure she gave up her benin dechrim, it'd be a tzad like that. So Rav Yemer is saying the shalos by both. Al kapanim, that's the discussion. Now Rava comes with a few things, they said that are pasha. Omar Rava, shitali mecheres ksubas la acherim, yesh lo ksub benin dechrim. My time is uzi ansua. So mecheres ksuvas la'acherim is a little bit different than mecheres ksuvas to the baila. Mecheres ksuvas la'acherim is just like a risk. It's like this. You take a ksuba, you go to another person, you say like this. If there's a grusha or the husband dies first, then there'll be money here. If not, there's no money here. So they sell it for pennies on the dollar because it's a suffix. The whole investment's a suffix. So in such a case, if you did that, Rava says, it's pashut, you have ksuvas b'nei dichrin. Because klape the husband, she was never meichel her ksuba. So klape the husband, the ksuba is still kayim. It's only klape if the husband would die first, or she get divorced, that would be, and that's not called a zilzel, why not? My time is usually on tzua. Because the maizah, she needed the money. Meichelat ksuva asa labayr lo is also pashut. Ain lo ksuva nedichrin. There's no ksuva nedichrin. That's a zilzil. You make ksuva to the husband. You gave up your whole, all your rights. No nedichrin. And this, the mafarshim speak out, is not like Rav Yemer who had a shayla. Rava was pashut to him that ain lo ksuva nedichrin by meichelat. My time achule achilta. She was meichelat. Zagrashi v'nekel b'inel hafse b'nam ksuva asa chinam. She was fine with it. She was ready to give up the ksuva. So what is the shayla? But Rava, Rava said like this: Mecheres ksuvas labayla. If you sell the ksuvah labayla, but not giving it legamri like the case before. This case is you sold it to the labayla on the tzad that you get divorced. That's it. You didn't give up the whole ksuvah. You sold the ksuvah on the tzad she gets divorced, or he dies first. You don't have to pay it. So is that kemecheres la'acherim dami or not? Kemecheres la'acherim dami or kemecheres la'bayla dami? Rashi explains. Mecheres labayla means namit toibes and oba amadav amuot shrei mesa yarsha, because if she would die he gets the yerusha. So here it's like mecheres lachem or it's mecheres labayla dami since the mesa in either tzad he'll get it. So now this is like kiilu you meichel.
What's the two different ways how he sells it? How she sells it them?
What do you mean? One way is that you sold on tar ksuba means the whole thing. You're right in how much you collect. It's the same thing.
Practicality,
the same thing. But just the way you sold your rights. If you sold on tar ksuba, which meant the ksuba is like we don't have a ksuba. That's called mecheres agami. Here it's only mecheres on the tzad that I'm gonna have to collect. I mean, mecheres that collection. It's a different type of sale. It's more. I know. Yeah. It's more like mecheres lacher. Or the Gemara is too stout on myself. Oh, I can mechel as a bad dummy. My Gemara is punched the other way. Bust the boy, how to argue. Bust the boy, how to pasta. Mecher is swash the violet, can mecher is a chem dummy. It's like mecher is a chem. You see, she is, has a sukkah pod on the ksuba. She's just being mecher her sad that she had gets divorced. But she still wants, on the sad that she dies first, she wants the ksuba to be kayim. She's telling everyone, I want the ksuba to be kayim if she dies first, and I want it to go to my children. Since she's setting up the sale this way, obviously she cares about Nindichrim, and therefore it's not called the Zilzon Nindichrim. So Akaponim, that's the Gemara's patient. And the Gemara says, I, my wise in the Zilzon, that you mecheres lacherim, that you have to come to the Svara of Zuzi Ansua, because that's the game for next Masav. Masav Idiba Avin. Mesa, this is talking about what we learned in Yevamos, where a woman, husband disappeared, Eidechet came and said that her husband died, and she believed him. She went to get married to someone else, and her husband showed up. Halacha is that you have to get divorced from both husbands, your original husband and your new husband. And it says even more, it says, Mesa, if she dies, Ein Yerush Mishal Zeh, Vein Yerush Mishal Zeh, Yerush Ksuvasa. Neither one gets her ksuba. Neither one Yerush her ksuba. What type of ksuba we're talking about? She doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba by this case. The knas is all the knas goes across the board. So Gemara answers, we have this Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara answers, Papa ksuvas bin dichrin. What does that mean? So Rashi explains over here that if she died first, so the husband was Yerusher. And Lechara has to mean the case is like the first husband was Yerusher because before they got a get, the mice that's a real husband. The second one is not. It means the first husband was the Yerusher. So there it's a real husband, it's the Yerusher. Now when he dies, they want her ksuvas ben dichrin. So it says here, you don't get ksuvas ben dichrin. And the Mara's kasha is v'amai. Why takanat? Hakanami, she's oinus. Lema yetsa onsa. We just finished saying the Gemara that zuzi ansu, if there's oinus, you still get the ben dichrin. Here's oinus. Because she wanted to get married. She wanted to get married. With the Tanya over here, this Isha, this poor Isha, she was over the Issa of getting married. One aid. The halacha is you give her all the knosses. But now, the Bnei Dichrin, really, why shouldn't the children get it? Children don't do anything wrong. They should get the Bnei Dichrin. So it's saying, you don't get it. So Mara's asking why. Lemaisa, it wasn't her fault that she lost the ksuba, it was really Oinus. So if it was Oinus, so why should she lose the Bnei Dichrin? So just like we said before, like Avizuzi on Tzua, so here also say Oinus, Lema Yetza on Tzua. So the Gemara, Hosom Knosu Gazerban, you're right, in Svara maybe she should get it, but it's a new Knas because she was not Daika Mintzva, she should be more careful before she went ahead as the Eishesh to marry, therefore they made a Knas and they took away even the Ksuvas Ben Dichr. Agaponim, that's what comes out of this Gemara. Yosef Rav Chanina, Kamei Rav Chista, Yosef Kamash Beid Rav Eliezer, Mecheles Kesuba Levaila in Lamazanus. A new Shiloh. Let's say someone's Mecheles Kesuba Levaila. She's Mechel Kesuba to the Baila. And we said before, according to Rav at least, but Mechel Kesuba Levaila is no bit different. But what about the din? Let's say she's alive. She's Mechel Kesuba and he dies first. She doesn't get a Kesuba. That's obvious. She was Mechel Kesuba. But what about Mezainus? Part of the Tanai Kesuba is also that when a husband dies, she gets supported from the estate, even though she's not Yerush, her husband. Only the children are Yerush. She gets supported from the estate. What happens with Mechel Ksubasa? What's the two thoughts? I mean, look at it. Hey, look at it. Look at it. She's Mechel Ksuba, so she's no Tanai Ksuba. Or maybe she's Mechel the Ksuba, the money, not the Tanai Ksuba. Mechel Ksubasa Baala, Ela Mazainus. That's what he said for a fact. Ela Mazainus. Omalei, Lavdika Amris Dimishmedi Gavarabo, Hava Minaloch. Not that he said it from Begida, I would say that it's not right. Meshiv Ra'a Takas Tobel, Thomas Ross and Abesai. That someone who returns raw instead of he gets a tayvah and he gets back raw, that person, the klala of that person, raw will never leave his house. And here also, it's not right. She was did him a favor. She was meichel the ksuba. They don't take away mezainis from her. She did a favor. Don't pay back. We're not giving the mezainis. Like a bottom, but that's what you pass. So that you lose the mezainis. Yosef of Nachman Ula Vim Bar Papa. Yosef of Chia Bar Ami Gabayu. There was Rav Nachman Ula and Avimai who was sitting. And Rav Chia was also with them. Also, Gavra the Shchiva Rusasa. It's a different case over here. Urusa died. We know that if a person's wife dies, he's mechuyev to bury her. We had it before in the Gemara's before. He's mechuyev to bury her. Why mechuyev to bury her? It's part of the chiyev in the ksuba. It comes the makom. I think the peres. The kfur is the makom the peres. If I'm not mistaken, but the chiyev of the pekunas takas peres. And the kvura is takas ksubasa, takas nadunya. It's takas the nadunya. The nadunya, instead of the nadunya, that's what the kvura is for. You mechayev to bury your wife, instead of the nadunya. So here, the shchiva arusasa. Now, the arusa died. It wasn't an asua, it was arusa. Now remember, someone was only arusa, the husband does not get her nadunya, if you most find the amram, if you're not yerusher. So amrulei, so also gaver the shchiva arusasa. I'm like zil kavar or have lo ksubasa. Either bury her, or give her the money of the ksuba. Use that money. She's not alive anymore. Use that money from the ksuba that you owe her to bury her. Amalu Rav Chia Tanina. We learned in a brisa not like that. Ishta arusa. I actually think it's a mystery somewhere this. But ishta arusa le'oinen v'loy metamela. Loch is, if someone has arusa, his wife's arusa, he does not become an oinen, which means if he's a kayin, he doesn't become possible to imkachin. And v'loy metamela, if he's a kayin, he's not metamela, he's not metamela to her. V'chein he, she also loy anenes, v'loy metamela, she's not oinen, and she can't be metamela to him. Now, what does that mean? There's no issa on a kahenes to be metamela to anyone. So what it means, Rashi says, it's not a mitzvah for her to take care of her mace, because the mace mitzvah, all the mace mitzvah, which means that the kravim is a mitzvah to be metamet to them. There's no mitzvah by a oros and arusa. It's not such a big marriage. There's no chiyav there. Mace in a yerusha. If she dies, he's not yerusher. Mace who? Gravik sevasim. He dies, he collects a ksuba, and the halacha manam asayim is a ksuba manam asayim from by arusa. If you want on the amar list, and this the gravik sevasim. Now taima the mace who? Ha mace he? If she dies, ain't lo ksuba. She does not get the ksuba. What does it mean, ela ksuba? Like Rashi explains, din ksuba v'kurasa takas ksubasa, tanya la'el, v'nesua, tanya, v'ntachas v'danya v'savia, she yarsha, avahocha, kivin d'chi meisa, ina yarsha, afilin eschayim l'karver. Since he's not yarsher, there's no chi of kvura. So it's the first halacha, no chi of kvura. The question was here, that they came in front of Rav Nachman, and they said, either bury or give it a ksuba, and Rav Chiya, what are you talking about? It's the first of Mishnah, that there is no din ksuba to her. Why not? Because kvurasa is tachas nudunya, and there's no yerusha, there's no nudunya. My time, Rav Aisha, she'eni kare ba, like shenasi la'acher, titli mashakasa l'chi. Because, see, my time, is timing now, good you said no nudunya, but what happened to the ksuba of Mana Masayim, Maisa? Don't you owe her a ksuba of Mana Masayim, and let that be makom kvura. That's Rashi knows the my time. The my time is, what happened to the ksuba of Mana Masayim? So on that he says, no ksuba mana masayim. It's only ksuba mana masayim when she's still alive. Because she knows la'acher, when you go marry someone else, either as a mono or as a grusha, titli masha kasa l'chi. So therefore, there's no chiyav kvura on a arusa. Ki also rov na shlokos arusa, shemesa ain la ksuba, is no din ksuba, which means there's no din ksuba, the gabi burying her, because there's no shibud for the chiyav of ksuba, and therefore there's no din of kvura or of giving mana masayim. That's what he said over. Ravin said over to him, Shlokas, only Abaya, zilu omrule, tell Ravin that we didn't need this member of Shlokas. Or he told Ravin, tell Shlokas, we don't need his member. Why not? Zilu omrule, shakilu tivusech, take your good Memra Shadi Achaziri, put it on top of thorns. Rav Hoshia already said this Shmaitse and Bavel. We had Omar Rav Hoshia, this Gemara, right? Rav Fortis, he already said Pshat that there's no din Ksuba Arusa because only if she dies, because only Klishnas Lacher Titi Mashkos Vichi is no din Malam Masayim, and there's no din that the husband has to be Kaver as long as she is Arusa because there's no din Ksuba of Kvura, and there's no din of Mana Masayim by a Arusa unless she is still alive, then there is a din, Mana Masayim, for Arusa.